you know, all the guys. I never hardly see guys over on this side where their pants below the butts. You know, but everybody pants below the butts and walking all wide leg and peace and, you know. Just, it's a different, you know. That's one of the reasons we moved from one side to the other side, because it's not what the parents stir into, it's what the parents stir into you, but you cannot keep a child from being around the influence if that's what you put, that's the environment you put them in. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a different, I don't know much about slang or anything like that. You know, they laugh at me all the time when I be, when I'm trying to figure out what they be saying and stuff like that. They be like, oh, what's that? What's that? You know, I'm trying to learn, but I know anything about it.
Okay. What about people who have different types of jobs? Do they talk differently?
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Any examples?
For instance, I know this one person. He is chief of a police department, and he was married to this black lady when I knew him, when I knew him earlier in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And when he married this Caucasian lady later in his years, he tries to sound like he's a black white guy, you know, like big, blar, you know.
So he's black.
Yeah.
When he was with the black woman, he sounds black.
Yeah.
And the white woman, now he sounds black.
He tried to say, everything he does now is sort of like white, you know, so straight up and everything like that. And he's not comfortable, and you can really see that. Because he's, he, you know, when he's out among the black race, he still tends to bring that Caucasian race with him, you know. Which is okay, but he's not being himself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so that can't be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's his wife or his job?
It may just be him. I'm not going to put it off on either one. You know what I'm saying? I think it's probably just him trying to impress. Yeah, it's just him, you know, trying to impress. Because I'm pretty sure she didn't care one way or the other. I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I don't think she cared one way or the other.
So what about people of other types of jobs? Like, maybe is there a difference between a police officer who works like in the field or in the streets with one who works in the office?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
What about other types of jobs that you can think of?
I have seen, you know, some officers who are attorneys, you know, because we do get to go around, you know, like that and see,
That's your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. See them, you know, like drop paper or something like that, just to see what the custodian person pick it up. And I have really, really, like, get bent out of shape with that and ask, why would you do that? And they tend to say things like, well, I didn't know I did it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. You know, it get to that point and stuff like that. Then you have to break them down to the point where, you know, you didn't get to that point overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time, you know. But, yeah, they do tend to treat other people different and talk different also, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about men and women? Do they talk differently?
Men and women? No, not really. Mm-hmm. You find,
She's so cute. You braid her hair like that?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it on Sunday night. I don't touch it no more. I do whoop it to the side and plait it up, put a rubber band on it, comb that grease.
She's so cute.
Mm-hmm. But,
You think men and women don't talk differently?